Well, basically, it's an all-in-one radio. Comes out of Australia. And I never heard of them until Sean mentioned them to me. But, yeah, I'm not going to invest that kind of money. I mean, if I'm willing to invest $4,300 into an APX 8000 XE for an all-featured radio, you know, that covers all five bands, yeah, that's one thing. But to spend another, you know, couple thousand for a Tate, no. And the APX that I was looking at is so well rebuilt and refurnished. I mean, refurbished, it's like brand spanking new. And that's all this guy sells on eBay. I can provide you with the link. I mean, I've got on my wish list right now a $1,900 APX 6000 P25 FPP, all the bells and whistles, but it's only UHF band, and it's a UHF, I think it's just the low band. I don't think it's both bands. But, yeah, for like less than half the price of what I was looking at for a top-of-the-line model. And I'm still looking at it. I'm still not even sure if I'll ever go P25. But if I invest in something like an XTS 5000, I've got my eye on one for $450, and it's completely refurbished, updated antenna. You know, I don't have to go chase parts. I don't have to go buy the radio for $200 and then go chase parts like an antenna, a battery, port cover, things like that. And I know Sean's got a bazillion chargers, but I'm just going to be one-stop shopping or nothing.